This is a school for young girls and boys in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul. Determined to learn, students write the day's lessons on a whiteboard in a school without a roof.
I urge the Islamic Emirate to prepare our class. It's been 6 years since we've had chairs, tables, books, notebooks and shade to sit under. We also want to become something in the future and develop our country.
The teachers and students say they lack proper facilities and resources. But their complaints, particularly those coming from women, they say, are being ignored. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers are holding what's known as a loyal jirga, a three-day event attended by scholars and clerics from around the country. It's the first such gathering since they retook power in August last year.
The issue of schoolgirls is a challenge and needs to be solved by the government. The government has the responsibility to listen to the people's demands.
More than 3,000 people are in the capital for the event. It's being held in Kabul's Loya Jirga Hall, a traditional Afghan place and way of having the grievances of local leaders heard. But not one woman is allowed to attend.
This is something that Taliban don't believe to women's rights. They think their ideology, their mindset is that women should stay at home and do the house chores and just taking care of children and to make food for men and for them. So that's why they don't believe to women's rights, and it was the reason that they didn't invite or they didn't have any women inside the Loya Jirga.
The United States and majority of the international community have shunned the Taliban government, demanding it be more inclusive and respectful of women's rights. The meeting in Kabul comes at a time when Taliban leaders face humanitarian and economic catastrophes. Gillian Wolf, Al Jazeera.